We are recording. Why don't you just explain to me a little bit about the road work that MoDOT is going to be doing?
MoDOT is going to be doing some overlay work on Highway 13, and they're scheduled to begin on August 1st. And at that time, traffic is going to be diverted through Higginsville on Business 13 for part of that time, especially when they go under the railroad underpass here in town. The work on 13 Highway is from the I-70 junction going north through Higginsville to the north Business 13Y. And it's our understanding that that work's going to be done nonstop in a nonstop process when they get started. The work is also going to include a 4-foot shoulder along with the rumble strips on the side. And they're going to be doing a little bit of crosswalk work at the 19th Street and Highway 13 at the Walmart and John Knox Village area. And then along with all of that work, this of course is going to be a complete asphalt overlay on the road.
All right, and if the work starts down at I-70 and work continues along 13, is that going to cut off residents' access to 270 for a while?
No, I believe they'll probably do that traffic on one lane for quite a while from I-70 into town, so it won't cut traffic off completely. It will just be some delays during that time. But like I said, they're planning on doing that work 24-hour day works on that, so it's going to be a nonstop project when they start, is our understanding.
And do you know about how long it's expected to last?
No, I don't. It shouldn't take too long. I think probably the longest part of it's going to be the part when they do the underpass here, because they'll have to tear some of that out before they put some back in because of the height restriction there.
I understand. And is there any concern with traffic being rerouted through Business 13? I think that goes through your downtown, doesn't it?
It goes right through downtown. So our police department is aware of that situation, and so we're prepared for it. We don't see it as going to be any big problem.
Do you get a lot of through traffic or like semis or anything like that?
Not as much heavy truck traffic as you might think. Of course, there's a lot of it at I-70 and 13, but a little bit. But we have some truck traffic that comes through now because of some of the industry on the east side of town. But we're able to handle it. The road's in pretty good condition going through here.
That's great. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, not at this time.